It's the new year here in Iran, and as the whole nation celebrates either at home or on the road, here at Iran Today, we're reviewing the country's scientific events throughout the last year. In the year 1391, that's 2012-13, Iran's academic community has worked hard to do the nation proud by the start of the new year. In this episode, we'll be giving you a quick look at what they've been up to. On the 8th of April 2011, Iran put its comprehensive scientific plan in motion. By definition, this plan is a coordinated and dynamic collection of goals and policies and requisite for planning the strategic evolution of science technology and innovation systems, based on Islamic Iranian values. Toward the end of 1391, Iran became the world's 17th country in scientific development and first in the Middle East. In recent years, Iranian experts and scientists have made huge breakthroughs. According to the Scopus bibliographic database, Iran ranked first in science production in the Middle East from January to August 2012, publishing nearly 20,000 articles. That made Iran the 16th in the world. According to the journal Nature, Iran ranked first in scientific growth in the world in 2011.
We will be able to enter some fields which have not been approached by other countries. Because the necessary infrastructures have been made, the needed workforce is available, such as great many PhD graduates, postgraduates, professors, and researchers. As a professor at Tehran University of Medical Sciences, I can say that we have 110 research centers there. Some of these research centers are conducting research in biotechnology, pharmaceutical science, and nanotechnology. They are working hard in producing science and technology. We hope in the near future they will get to the level of manufacturing products for international markets.
The production of knowledge is done through researchers' findings in a specific field. It is obvious that every country which enjoys a larger share of this type of production will have greater clout in its exercise and more say in the international community.
In fact, the revolution in the number of articles written by Iranian scientists has already taken place in the country.
Currently, we have about 750 scientific journals just in Journal Committee of Ministry of Science and Technology, and about 250 journals in Journal Committee of Ministry of Health and Medical Education. It means we have about 1,000 scientific journals published inside Iran, but only few of them appear on international websites.
In 2004, the US Department of the Treasury forbade American scientists from collaborating with Iranians. In addition, the US government has limited the number of fields Iranian students can study in Western universities. The embargo not only did not limit Iranian scientists, but developed their motivation to move towards independence and self-sufficiency.
The great amount of knowledge production in Iran was the result of those constraints. And although our students and professors were very angry about it, they came to the conclusion that, okay, we are competing in a discriminating and unfair situation, and everyone knows it, but we will use our motivations to compensate our shortages.
When we faced sanctions, we took it as an opportunity, and then we went to our scientists and elites around the country, and we saw many great efforts. If there were no sanctions, we would probably never dream of these achievements for years. Achievements like making satellites, developments in stem cells and nuclear energy, breakthroughs in the military technology, and many more. One of Iran's most important academic events in the field of nuclear technology was Iran's hosting the 10th Asia-Oceania of Nuclear Medicine and Biology Congress in 2012. The Congress was one of the biggest nuclear medicine gatherings in the world. Despite the West's sanctions, scientists, researchers, and experts from more than 30 countries, including the United States, Germany, and England, participated. 274 articles were presented orally, and more than 107 presented as posters.
The Asia-Oceania Conference, that is held every 3 or 4 years in one of its member states, held its 9th conference in India 4 years ago. Their members voted for Iran to host the 10th conference, which we did just recently. And despite the Western propaganda machine working against Iran, more than 100 foreign scientists and experts took part.
On February 6, 2013, Iran held the 5th FAJ International Inventions and Innovation Exhibition in Tehran. 730 inventions were displayed by innovators from 30 nations. The organizers say the expo it was held in order to provide an opportunity for inventors to exchange ideas, introduce national cutting-edge inventions, and inspire inventors and industries to cooperate with each other.
These festivals and exhibitions are mostly held to introduce those inventions approved technically and scientifically by the jury of the National Elites Foundation. On the other hand, many government officials, private investors, and industry leaders are officially invited to visit the exhibition and festival, which provide a good opportunity for the interaction between them and investors.
In 2007, the number of registered inventions was 5,423. In 2008, 8,107 inventions were registered in the Industrial Property Office. This number decreased to 4,298 in 2012, while the office received nearly 10,000 applications for registration.
Since 1931, when the patent law was passed in Iran, around 80,000 inventions have been registered, of which 46,315 ones were invented from 1990 to 2000. During the 11 months of the current year, 4,268 inventions have been registered. From 1990 to 2002, around 50,000 inventions have been registered.
Every year, Iran holds an international oil, gas refining, and petrochemical exhibition, which is one of the biggest of its kind, to be held worldwide. Last year was its 17th, from the 17th to 20th of April 2012. 315 foreign companies from 44 countries and 940 domestic companies took part. One of the participants was Sadra. The Iranian Marine Industrial Company is one of the leading shipbuilding companies in Iran, which is also active in offshore oil and gas development. The company started constructing the Amir Kabir semi-submersible drilling rig in 2001, relying on Iranian engineers' expertise. And now in 2012, 99% of the project is complete. This drilling rig is destined to explore Iran's first share of Caspian Sea oil. Its operating water depth will be 1,000 meters, and the rig's drilling depth from the seabed will be 6,600 meters.
We are doing our best to cooperate with domestic companies to build trust for the quality of their products and to use the products they offer and guarantee. The oil minister's new policies also support this, and we have welcomed this and set goals and decided to use whatever equipment is produced domestically.
Iranian scientists in the Institute of Petroleum could succeed in the industry, making specific catalysts and absorbents needed in oil industry applying nanotechnology. Iran is among the top 10 countries in the field of nanoscience production in the world, ranking the world's eighth.
A database has been created in the Ministry of Oil. Since 2 years ago, all experts and professors have been invited to enter the data about their field of expertise into this database. They have filled out some specific forms in this database. Then we classify them by their field of expertise, and now we have a comprehensive database. So whenever we want to work on a specific project, we can easily refer to this database and regarding their expertise, invite experts for cooperation.
The achievement was the result of a long-term systematic project which has made a dynamic interaction between the Iranian researchers and industries.
The result of all our efforts in Oil Industry Research Center is that we have achieved the technological knowledge of the production of more than 10 types of catalysts and absorbents, which are very strategic and highly useful in oil industry. We shared the knowledge of production of 4 types of them with the private sector, and they are being mass-produced, and some of them are being used in oil refinery reactors, and the results are comparable with foreign samples.
On Tuesday, August the 21st, 2012, Iran unveiled 6 new major defense achievements on the occasion of the National Defense Industry Day. The achievements included Armita Flying Laboratory, Bonyan 4 Marine Engine, Aras Tactical Vehicle, Vafar Mortar Launcher, as well as the Shahed Tapping and Positioning System, and the 4th generation Fateh 1D110 missile. The Iranian Defense Minister explains about Fateh 1D110 missile.
وزارت دفاع نسل جدیدی از موشک‌های خودش رو با موفقیت تست کرد.
The Defense Ministry has tested its new generation of missiles. Their precision is their most outstanding feature. Making missiles that are powerful and fast and have decent precision used to be our main objectives. But now this new generation of missiles has given the Defense Ministry added strength. All land and air targets can be hit with high accuracy. They are the new generation of mid-range Fateh 110 missiles.
Sending Pishgam Explorer into space was another achievement for the Iranian scientists in the field of aerospace. Pishgam, which contained a monkey, entered orbit in 60 seconds. The Explorer returned to Earth with the monkey unharmed. 100 experts worked on this project and nearly $2.5 million were spent. Iran is looking to send a human being in the next 5 or 6 years. In recent decades, giant strides have been made in the field of medicine, offering a glimmer of hope to millions of patients. Biological medical products, or simply biologics, are medicinal products such as a vaccine, blood or blood component, gene therapy, tissue, recombinant therapeutic protein, or living cells that are used as therapeutics to treat incurable diseases. On the 29th of August 2012, 8 strategic biological medicines were unveiled by the Iranian president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
کشور ما از حدود 20 سال پیش کار تحقیقات بر روی
We undertook researches and biopharmaceuticals about 20 years ago, and it took us 10 years to make them operational. From 10 years ago, we started to manufacture biopharmaceuticals based on researchers conducted in Iran's universities and research centers like National Institute of Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology, Royan Institute, Pasteur Institute of Iran, Tehran University of Medical Science, and Shahid Beheshti University of Medical Science.
These medicines are used in treating some serious diseases like cancers, meningitis, and osteoporosis.
The reason why we are looking for biopharmaceuticals is that they have 3 striking features in comparison to chemical medicines: quality, effectiveness, and safety, or the least degree of side effects. Generally speaking, biopharmaceuticals can cure the illness without or with the least degree of side effects. In addition, we can apply them directly to the diseased cell. These unique features of biopharmaceuticals have made them far preferable to chemical medicines. جایگزین داروهای
شیمیایی میشن. کشورهایی که در زمینه داروهای بیولوژیک که اصطلاحاً اغلب به اینها داروهای رکامیننت گفته میشه.
The pioneering countries in the field of biopharmaceuticals are the US, Canada, Japan and India. The countries that have really made the biopharmaceuticals operational are less than 10 countries. Fortunately, our country is among them, and we are on the list of top 10 countries that can produce biological medical products. Many of these products have become operational. We are also conducting some laboratory studies on hormones for fertility treatment in Royan Institute. I hope that they would become operational in the immediate future.
Among the products unveiled in the ceremony were HIV vaccine, a conjugate vaccine developed for the prevention of invasive disease caused by Haemophilus influenza type B bacteria. Recombinant factor 8, an essential blood clotting protein, also known as antihemophilic factor. Trastuzumab, also known as Herceptin, is a monoclonal antibody that interferes with the HER2 neoreceptor. Its main use is to treat certain breast cancers. Parathyroid hormone secreted by the chief cells of the parathyroid glands acts to increase the concentration of calcium in the blood. The newly produced drugs unveiled in the ceremony held on the 29th of August can save $160 million annually.
By producing medicines for rare diseases inside the country, we can save a considerable amount of foreign exchange. For example, some medicines used only by 2,000, 3,000 patients in Iran, we used to pay a lot of money to import them before we managed to produce it domestically.
Iran is among the few other countries which have been able to use stem cell transplantation to remedy some incurable illnesses. Official figures show that Iran's invested a staggering $1.2 billion in the development of stem cell research. Last year, Iranian scientists launched the first stem cell data bank, putting Iran in the fold of the very few countries that possess this sophisticated technology. The data bank contains the information of healthy volunteers willing to donate hematopoietic blood-generating stem cells to save the lives of people with chronic diseases such as pernicious anemia.
This was a huge and complicated program conducted by Shariati Hospital. Shariati Hospital is presided over by Tehran University's medical wing and is where all hematology, oncology and stem cell research is done. Under the supervision of the head of the research center, Mr. Ghavamzadeh et al., and with the support of the university's board of governors, Iran began its first HLA registry program. It is the first HLA registry program in the Middle East, from Morocco to Pakistan as well. So the Iranian stem cell donor program has been launched for the first time in the region.
ISCDP, Iranian stem cell donor program.
Another medical breakthrough which Iranians are proud of is a new treatment for the war veterans who are losing their eyesights. Doctors say stem cell transplants can be used to cure the corneal injuries victims of chemical attacks who are suffering from 25 years after the Iran-Iraq war. The chemical gas wounded were under our care for about 40 months in average. Some of them have been under treatment for 100 months. The result was satisfactory. In 80% of the cases, patients suffering from blurry vision made a remarkable recovery. The project would not have been successful if a stem cell bank had not been created. Firstly, Iranian researchers have developed the technology to cultivate limbal stem cell transplant grafts and then made a stem cell bank to facilitate limbal stem cell procurement from donor tissue.
We were exclusively dealing with the chemical gas wounded, so we have exclusive experiment about chemical gas treatment. So I think that if a person has been exposed to mustard gas in other parts of the world, maybe the best option for his or her treatment is Iran, whether he or she is in the US, Europe, or Asia. In addition, Iran is doing stem cells transplantation for other diseases, while many countries in the Middle East are not able to do so. Many of them have not even eye bank. Iran is among the few countries in the Middle East that has eye bank. As far as I know, our neighboring countries don't have it, which is necessary for limbal stem cells transplantation. So, patients come from neighboring countries for treatment.
2 years ago, in the Iranian year of 1390, Iranians achieved self-sufficiency in producing some of the most important human and veterinary vaccines, including vaccines for tuberculosis, hepatitis B, and rabies, making Iran the leading country in the Middle East in the vaccine industry. Iran has reached self-sufficiency in manufacturing the tuberculosis vaccine and is trying to obtain WHO consent to export. Also, Iran is self-sufficient in the rabies vaccine production. In addition, Iran does not need to import the hepatitis B vaccine anymore. Moreover, the MMR vaccine is produced, but the country still needs imports. And finally, Iranian scientists are trying to produce the hemophilus jab.
در مورد کف واکسن یعنی یه کفی داره که همه دنیا باید بزنه.
The minimum standard amount of vaccine administered in the world is a specific amount. Our production for meeting that kind of our needs has been initiated or is either in the phase of laboratory or clinic tests. But regarding the highest level of vaccine production, as some countries have succeeded in producing vaccine for cervical cancer in that area, we are still in the stage of laboratory tests. Actually, the plan for producing all vaccines has been launched. Our projects are at research stage, laboratory production stage, semi-industrial production phase, or industrial production stage. We are planning to produce 100% of our needed vaccines by the end of the fifth development program.
Moreover, Pasteur Institute of Iran increased its production of rabies jabs to 440,000 doses. Iran needs nearly 400,000 doses of vaccines for the rabies vaccination.
In 2011, our vaccination rate approximately reached to 330 million doses around the country. These vaccines are produced by Pasteur Institute. Previously, we imported these vaccines partly because Pasteur Institute was able to produce only 50,000 doses of it. Therefore, we had to import the rest of it, which were 300 to 400,000 doses. Last year, Pasteur Institute claimed that it's able to supply the whole market demand. Thus, all our efforts are focused on the production of Pasteur Institute.
The Iranian government has taken all necessary measures to develop research and innovation in the country. As the education system in Iran is not efficient enough in science production, Iran's Ministry of Education implemented the Fundamental Education Reform Plan in 1390, which altered the educational system drastically, both in structure and in content. One of the main goals of the plan was to nurture model citizens that will be producers of knowledge, not just passive learners.
This fundamental change will change most of the attitudes towards our mainstream education system. It will change everything. The attitudes towards teachers, students, school, education, training, and the outcome of mainstream education. Even the attitude towards the school construction and type of school provided for educating the students will change. Public education system will be updated. New technologies will be applied to this new system. Our education objective is to train and educate creative, active learners, students who are good at discovery learning. We do not want our students to just parrot the textbook materials. We expect them to analyze the materials they read in their books and apply them to different situations and make connections between them and their experiences in the real world.
Two of the prime factors which a country striving to build a strong economy needs are research and scientific development. Iran's fifth five-year development plan and comprehensive scientific plan have made research and scientific achievements the core of the government's efforts to achieve economic development. In line with those goals, Iran has a lot mapped out for the future. Among other things, Iran plans to build new nuclear energy plants and send an astronaut into space.